St. Junipero Serra is perhaps not known readily to many Minnesotans. Maybe if you've been part of the Serra Club, that international organization that helps promote vocations, maybe you know something about St. Junipero. Many people have been learning more about him because of his recent canonization. In 2015, when Pope Francis was here in the United States, he was born in Spain, he became a Franciscan priest, and he came with the Spanish military and Spanish colonists to the western side of the Americas. So he walked up and down the California and Mexican coast. He tracked probably at least 6,000 miles on foot during his missions in the U.S., often with his injured and hurting leg as he walked many times to Mexico City. Recently, he's been involved in many different disputes about what kind of man was he, and what did he do, especially with the indigenous peoples, when he was a missionary. So if you didn't see this yet, in San Diego, California, protesters pulled down his statue. In many other places, others have tried to pull down statues as well, or deface them, but they've been protected by different churches or different organizations. Archbishop Cordiglione of the Archdiocese of San Diego held a prayer meeting at the pedestal of the statue that was torn down. And you can look up what he said in the news. Much of the debate ranges over the question of, did Junipero Serra actually be a friend to the indigenous peoples? Or was he their oppressor under the guise of religion? And many people have even compared Junipero Serra to Adolf Hitler in his treatment of them, even saying that he would gather them into kinds of concentration camps to allow them to be oppressed and hurt by the Spanish colonial military. I encourage you to look up what Archbishop Cordiglione and what Archbishop Gomez of Los Angeles have said about Junipero. They've written some letters recently to their people in California. And first of all, what they say is that the current civic discussion about statues and public monuments is important. Our historical memory is important. The memory of who we are as an individual human being shapes how I live today. And that's true for a nation too. Who we believe ourselves to have been in the past impacts and shapes who we are today. And our democracy has room for discussing who should we honor, what statues should we have, what is our collective public identity. It's an important discussion. But to allow small groups of people without any discussion to wreck whatever public monuments they desire, that's a different thing. The most important thing is to get correct the truth of what did happen in history. What were the facts? And some things that are true about Junipero Serra is that he loved the indigenous peoples and he advocated for them in many ways. He loved them. He spent his whole career alongside of them, and he would often protest against the crimes and abuses that the indigenous suffered at the hands of the colonists. He regretted and lamented the sexual abuse of the women indigenous by colonial soldiers. He celebrated the indigenous people's creativity and knowledge, their kindness, their virtues. He even wrote about how he enjoyed the sweet sound of their voices when they would sing. He learned their languages. He wanted to know their customs. He desired their well-being and their salvation. Junipero was one of the first kind of environmentalists of California, cataloging and describing all the different kinds of terrain, kinds of creatures. He understood the anger of the indigenous against the atrocities they had suffered. Junipero, at one point, walked again on foot to Mexico City to beg for pardon for certain tribal members who had killed his friend, Father Luis Yaime. It's California's first martyr. He was killed by indigenous peoples, and Junipero, instead of demanding the death penalty, as was expected, he went to Mexico City to plead for pardon for those who had killed him. He wanted mercy for those of a different culture who had caused him such sadness and loss. He's one of the first opponents of the death penalty in our land. Junipero did many other things, but certainly we can be sure that he was someone who did not desire to oppress and enslave the indigenous, but he became their friend. He was an advocate for them. Even in the often chaotic and tumultuous mixing of the indigenous peoples of California and Mexico and the arrival of the Spanish peoples and many of the atrocities that were inflicted on the indigenous in that mingling. At the heart of much of this reaction against figures of the past, first of all, there's the problem simply of historical ignorance. Do we want to know the truth of who these men and women actually were and what they did? And not just apply our current anger, our current rage, our current desire for justice in a way that is actually unwise. There's just the question of ignorance, which is always a struggle as we look at history. But second, in our world today, there is a deep thought which is not Christian, which believes that anyone who subscribes to some kind of total encompassing vision of the world, that we live in a kind of grand story, a story that even has God as its guide and maker, that anyone who subscribes to something called absolute truth or to a kind of salvation history is by definition oppressive. And because of that, any kind of missionary work to try and bring others into this narrative, into this story, is by definition a problem. This is at the heart of what we call the philosophy of postmodernism. The idea that if I subscribe to this idea that there is a creator to the world, that our world is not aimless, but that there's a direction and orientation that God has given us, that is somehow oppressive to someone else. And in fact, to be the most free people we can be, all missionary activity should cease. Those who pulled down the statue of Junipero Serra, some of them might have said that he should have just never left Spain. He should have stayed teaching in the university, not going out, not proclaiming, not trying to change anyone else. But Junipero was actually a free man. Even though we all live in a culture and we all live in a certain world which influences our minds and our hearts and our emotions, nonetheless, a person who knows Jesus Christ has been set truly free, is not bound to the systems of the world, the systems of oppression that can influence us. A person who knows Jesus Christ truly sees the individual person and their worth and their dignity. It is actually the one who believes there is no grand story. There is no orientation to the cosmos. It is actually that person who is unfree. That person who has to assert themselves onto the world and onto others to make sense of the world and to make sense of others. Ultimately, the person who believes that history has no anchor and no goal is very tempted to oppression and tyranny. Junipero was in love with Jesus Christ. He knew that he was a sinner who was saved by God's own Son. He knew he was nothing compared to the powers that be, but he knew Christ was everything. And he wanted to share that love, that freedom, and that power with everyone he met, both Spanish and indigenous. Dear friends, for you and I, we live in a culture, We live in a society, we live in the 21st century, and that does influence who we are and how we think. But we are not mere machinations of a system. We are not mere tools of injustice and the problems of our day. We are free in Christ Jesus. We are meant to love. And we constantly work against the temptation to darkness within us, confident that Christ is greater. And that when we are sent in a missionary way to other people, when we are sent to share the good news, we are not bringing them slavery. We are bringing them light and freedom and goodness. And we will suffer because of that. But we will be joined with our Savior who suffered to bring us light and truth and freedom. St. Junipero Serra, defender of the indigenous, missionary to the Americas, St. Junipero Serra, pray for us.